Blog Talk Radio.
Show yourself as one who does the will of God
and who carries it out for us on earth, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into this. Let's play some music. And Pastor Wanda, I'll get to you after the music, okay? All righty. All right, here we go.
Your mercy You have come along, provided thus far for yourself a song that will guide you in hell. You don't know this heartbreak in hell that I know, but I promise you will. You have strung along thoughts on the side you have laid away at night, and you've cried, it's not fair. But then tell me, what if he's there? Well, then why is there all that?
Friday. Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Let's get into the message, all right? Okay. All right. The message tonight is titled Understanding. Trust is something we're not created to give away lightly. We value trust like we value our own lives, constantly scrutinizing others to see if they're worthy of our trust. But still, we are made to do life with help. We are made to place our trust in that which we will provide us with more life, joy, and peace. I pray that this week you and I will discover how trustworthy our Heavenly Father is. I pray that we will willingly hand over control of our lives to a capable, loving, and near God. And I pray we will experience the abundant life that can only come through placing our trust in a God who gives up everything for a relationship with us. See, true understanding about we, others, and the life only comes through trust in God. God alone has perspective and truth. God alone has understanding about what matters, who we are, and what will happen. And good news for you and me today is that our Heavenly Father is absolutely longing to share his understanding. God yearns for us to think and see through the lens of the Holy Spirit, and his word in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 8 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones." Why is that when Scripture promises God understanding, we still do life apart from his wisdom? Why do we look to our own minds and go our own ways when God makes his understanding and will so available? You and I are only capable of looking for understanding in that which we fully trust. If we don't trust that God's wisdom and will are truly the best path laid before us, we will go our own ways. If we don't trust that God's commands will produce the most abundant life, we will choose the ways of the world to live with godly understanding and wisdom to look to God alone as our truth. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 to 18 stirs my heart to lean on God for understanding. Scripture says, "Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding, for the gain for her is better than the gain for silver, or her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed." While all the world is declaring to you its understanding of truth, I pray that you will look to its one true source today. I pray that you will lean on your loving Heavenly Father for understanding about yourself, your life, and others. May today be marked by a continued overflow of revelation. May you know how God feels about you and base your image off his understanding. May you experience the greater depths of the perfect mind of Jesus. And may God's word transform your life as it plants seeds of wisdom that grow into beautiful, plentiful trees of peace and life. So, firstly, meditate on the availability of God's understanding. Allow Scripture to stir up a desire to lean on your Heavenly Father for truth and wisdom. In what ways do you lean on yourself or something of the world for understanding and truth? What do you look for perspectives and source of value? So take time to lean on God for understanding. Search out Scripture, okay, and the Spirit for wisdom and understanding concerning yourself and your life and others. Ask him to help you to be one who seeks understanding from him in every area. Take time to rest in the presence and discover the wealth of his affections for you. Psalms 119, okay, and 130, okay. The unfolding of your words give light and imparts understanding to the simple. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, okay. Let not the mighty man boast in his might, Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, declares the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Paul's prayer in Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 is my prayer for you. May your life bear the fruit of heavenly understanding today. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God. I highly suggest that you all read Proverbs chapter 3. Again, it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. All righty. Now we come to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to do it just in a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating, whatever, okay, is the problem you may have. The Lord Jesus can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and then I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer tonight, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, let's take some callers. Hello, is this Clay?
How are you doing there, Kenny?
I'm doing great, Clay. How are you?
I'm a little bit under the weather, but doing fine. Listening to you, I'm just a little bit under the weather, but I'm doing fine.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm sorry you're a little
bit under the weather.
How about yourself? I'm doing. I'm working out.
That is awesome. I heard you had Pastor Wanda last night. How did that go?
It went good. As a matter of fact, she's here tonight. Okay, she's the next caller I'm going to bring on. Okay?
Bring her on. She did good.
Yeah, she did. She did really good last night. Okay, I'm going to bring her on. Okay, here we go. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Me and my 8th daughter, Lord Christ.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. How my brothers are doing?
Amen.
Hello?
I'm doing okay.
You doing okay, Houston?
I'm doing okay. Yes, ma'am. Doing okay. You did pretty good last night.
Wait a minute, my sister.
Heard a little bit. That was good.
It is all for God's glory. I cannot take any credit. I don't know what I'm doing, but he knows what needs to be talked about and spoke about. So it's for his glory. Okay?
I think we don't know what we're doing.
I don't like, listen. Listen, reason I say that, I have to empty my flesh and the spirit, for the Holy Spirit to fill me. Okay? And when I say I don't know what I'm doing, then he steps in and he said, I will give you every word to speak. And that's what God does. Ooh. Man ain't, a lot of people think they're doing something, but God, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when you trust in him and believe it, and when he gives you something, he's entrusting you to be his vessel, okay?
Amen.
Come on. Hold on. Let's go. He's the best.
That's right. The devil is nothing but a liar.
844, the devil is a liar. Oh, look at that.
That's right.
Yes, sir. So
he's a swindler, manipulator.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute for you.
Real good at it.
All right, what you said, brother?
He's the father of all lies.
It's John 8:44, sir. And so, listen, I'm running to the store, and I don't want to get distracted because I'm riding with my sisters and brothers, but I'll be on the radio tomorrow night as well, okay? Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to do
that's right.
Pastor, text me the number. You never sent me the number. So send me the number in Jesus' name. Okay, have a blessed and a prosperous day.
I'll give you a call tonight after the show.
All right. Huh?
I'll give you a call tonight after the show and give you my number.
Call me after the show because, see, I'm riding in the car, okay? I love you.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right. Well, Clay, sit back and relax, and we're going to play some music.
Amen.
Okay.
Play some of that Beanie Sides.
Okay. I can do that. I can play some of that. Okay. Let me find it. Okay.
Yeah, I used to be a DJ myself. Used to be the master of ceremonies. When the Hell's Angels took over the riders, the Ghost Riders. That was in Arizona.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna play Beanie Sides hip hop gospel mix number 2. Okay. It's 11 minutes long, so sit back and enjoy.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. Oh, my king will fight. Wanted by a landslide. 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 Hallelujah to the flex, my, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flu, you to the flu, you to the flex, my, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my. Wanted by a landslide. Wanted by a. Wanted by a landslide. Hallelujah to the flex, my, my. That power made a point, next slide. Reppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Yeah. Coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh, vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny, I see no enemy.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. 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 Baby, I'm too come up on these stresses. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next. I've been down before the cup of body stress. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. She need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss. Baby, please catch her. Dolly, you a boss. Let's do something special.
Take me on the PJ.
Yeah.
Ukraine. I just played. Oh, all right. Well, let's get into the prophetic message for today. The Father says today, I'm not bringing you to an end. I am bringing you to a beginning. Remember this truth. Heard the first time often produces a negative response. Things you thought you would never do or that would never work in your circumstances are actually the path of progress. Refuse to be prideful and stubborn. Have another thought. Think another thought. You feel like you are at the end of your rope, but what if you weren't? What if you were simply out of ideas because your thoughts are not my thoughts and your ways are not my ways? That is what repentance is all about. Are you in a hundred who is willing to actually change your mind? Are you willing to take stock of yourself and see things with brutal honesty? Or will you insist on continuing to bray like a brute beast, not understanding why you are tethered to failure with empty belly? I have made you a reasoning person capable of choosing a different direction when life hands you failure and disappointment. Will you take that path? It stands open before you. See the solutions I have provided, where all you could see before was something to complain about. It is those who murmur, whose bones bleach white in the wilderness, grumbling and complaining are wasted energy. Refuse to commit the bandwidth of your thoughts to negative or pessimistic thinking. Abandon all those coping strategies and worldly distractions that are keeping you from decisions that will make things look different in your life. You do not need a break. Stop thinking that and stop saying that. You don't need a break. You need a breakthrough, and it's available if you just will. The answers are simple. They are not complex. You have thought that challenge you are facing is too complicated for you to get past. That's a lie. Your deliverance is a word away. Just open your mouth and cry out, Father, I will be there, causing you to think my thoughts and causing you to have the courage necessary to step out on nothing, anticipating the substance of all that I have promised to manifest and bring forward to and expect an end, says the Lord. Amen. Okay, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Oh, all right. Well, let's bring on a caller, 111. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Ken, I'm just listening at the moment, but I will be calling in later. Is Pastor Wanda, is she still on the line?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. That's what I was calling. I was calling in hoping to talk to Pastor Wanda.
No, she hung up a while back.
If you're okay, well, Wanda, if you're out there listening, please call in because I would like to talk to you, please. But yeah, can you just take some other callers and I'll call back in later, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Oh.
111, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
Hello, how you doing, my brother Don?
I'm good, brother. Good. How's the show been tonight?
Pretty good.
Amen. Amen. Did you ever go I never found out. You didn't do a show on Saturday. You didn't do a show, or did you do a show on Saturday?
I didn't do a show on Saturday. I did one on Sunday.
Oh. So did you end up going over to your friend Brian's on the bus Saturday?
Yes, I did.
Oh. What'd you guys do? Did y'all play like PlayStation or something?
No, we just hung out and talked.
Oh, did you talk about the Lord?
Yeah.
Kenny.
Yeah.
You know that you are lying your ass off right now, right?
No.
Kenny, Kenny, you crazy, man. Come on, brother. Come on, Kenny. You didn't go over to Brian's house and talk about the Lord. You lying to me. Don't. We in the circle of trust, Kenny. You got to stop, brother.
No,
you can't help
I'm
yourself,
Kenny. I'm just telling you the truth. We had a great time. Yeah.
Kenny, where did you... Is there any other calls, Ken?
Matter of fact, there is.
Oh, is it Brian? Maybe Brian will call in, Kenny.
Maybe, you never know.
I doubt it, because he doesn't exist. Go ahead, Kenny, take the call. Take the call.
Okay. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
It's me again. I don't know why you picked back up on me, but yes, I'd like to.
Still showing that you press the one key. Okay? You have to press the one key again, and it'll take you off of being an active caller.
Okay. Well, how long have you known Brian?
A couple of years.
How'd y'all meet?
In a bar.
You were at a bar?
Yeah, I was in a bar.
Okay, so Brian, gay, correct?
Yeah.
No, so you met him at a gay bar?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, but he's a preacher as well, because you said that y'all were talking about the Lord and stuff.
He's not a preacher.
Okay. Well, y'all had like a Christian themed cookout or what?
Well, we just sat and talked and just hung out, done nothing major.
Kenny, okay. Did you at least make him wear rubber?
We didn't do anything.
Whoa!
Kenny.
Sounds like a man pile.
Kenny, you never leave the house. You're telling me you got on a bus in the middle of COVID-19 and went and visited a person that no one's ever heard of, and nothing happened, Kenny?
Nothing happened.
Kenny, you're supposed to be in isolation, man. You can't be going to any man piles. You'll get COVID. You've got health issues, man. You can't be doing that.
Yeah, I didn't do any man piles. I don't do that.
It was just the one guy. It was just Brian. That's the only guy. There wasn't a man pile. Still, though, I get your point, Bo. It's very crazy to go out in this COVID-19 and have gay sex. It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Kenny.
Well, I mean,
I think
you penetrated him.
You're living recklessly, man. I think. Are you sure you haven't relapsed, Kenny?
Because
you are living in the fast lane.
It's not good, Kenny. Not good at all. Kenny, are you still smoking cigarillos, brother?
Yes, I am.
Have you? I mean, last time I talked to Farrar, he said you were doing really good. Have you? How many are you smoking?
I've cut back. I'm not smoking that much.
Okay. All right. Because you know, Kenny, you know, having the COPD, that's an underlying condition, brother. If you go out on, like, a public bus, you know, I mean, that's, Kenny, you playing with fire, brother. You're going to get burned.
Yeah, I wore a mask.
You'll be dead.
I wore a mask.
Kenny, a helmet does not cover your face, brother. It covers your head.
No, right. I didn't say a helmet. I wore a mask.
Kenny, why are you walking out of the house without the helmet on? You were living way too reckless. Kenny, you have got to get it together, okay, bud?
I don't wear a helmet.
Kenny. Oh, Lord.
We all know that you wear a helmet. We've seen the pictures and everything. You've got a God's Rainbow Ministry helmet, and it's even got a flashlight attached to the top of it.
It looks like a miner's helmet, brother.
That's an imposed picture, by the way.
Kenny, you go... you ever go mining? Because it had like a miner's light on it. It's cool. I like it. Actually, you know, I wouldn't mind having one, you know, like if you're riding a bike late at night with and you need a little miner's helmet with the light on it.
Yeah. And there's even a reflector in the back, a red reflector. That way if people are, like, if he's on his bicycle and people drive up behind him, they'll see the reflector on the back of the helmet. So, yeah.
Wow, Kenny. That's pretty cool, brother. I need to get more. I want to get one of those things. Kenny, do you have a 210 on the line? Do you have anybody in the queue? I'm hearing rumors there's people in the queue. You're not taking their call, brother.
No. Well, I've got some one.
Kenny,
from one.
Kenny, take the calls, brother.
Amen.
Let them know what
happened. Take some calls.
Okay. All right. Okay, Bo. All right. All right. 111. You're on the air.
Good evening, here. Good evening, here, Kenneth Mary Lou Fishman. How are you this evening, here?
I am fine. How are you?
Not bad, here. Thank you very much for asking, here, sir. Now, Lord have mercy. I have reports coming to me here that you and your friend Brian were holding hands while you sat by a fire pit making s'mores. And you were making up through the marshmallow goodness. Lord have mercy, how could you do that here?
No, we weren't doing that.
Well, Kenny, I understand you can't say anything because, you know, Frog probably beat the dog shit out of you. But listen, man, you just can't be doing this in the COVID-19 era, brother. You got to abstain from tomfoolery and foolishness, brother. You can't be hanging out with... You can't be making out with, like, with another man around s'mores and whatnot, brother.
I didn't.
Well,
no,
you calling BBF a liar?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Lord have mercy.
Not only did you murder Mr. Tony Gaga, but then you were making out through s'mores in a hot marshmallowy goodness, taking your cigarello breath in your tongue and putting it in Brian's mouth here.
No, we weren't.
Kenny,
anyway, thank you very much, BBF. Goodbye.
Kenny, Kenny, wait a minute. You muted Bo, and now you get rid of BBF. Kenny, why, Kenny? Why you banning people, brother? You banning people from the show, Kenny. You censoring, brother. Come on, this is a godly show.
Well, he ain't godly.
Well, he's just, Kenny, he's just broaching a subject with you, brother. He's asking you a question.
No, it sounds like he's making an accusation.
Well, Kenny, I mean, I've heard rumors, but I don't want to speculate too much here. But yeah, I've heard the rumors about Brian being underage, and Kenny, I got to say that's a little much for me, brother.
He's not underage.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. So why did you mute Bo?
Bo wanted to be muted.
Oh, okay. Bo, can you bring Bo on for a second? I have a question for him.
Yep.
Thank you, Kenny.
Hey, yeah, I'm back. I'm back on the air.
Oh, Bo, did you really want to be muted by Kenny, or did he just make that up?
No, I didn't want to be muted. I want to be in the conversation. I would have loved to talk to BBF.
Kenny, why did you mute Bo? What is wrong with you, Kenny? And then lie about it. You said he wanted to be muted. He clearly did not want to be. Kenny, what is going on with you, brother? We need to get to the root of this problem, Kenny.
And before he wanted to be muted, but he called back in.
Kenny. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Kenny, did I say something that offended you? Because I apologize if I did.
No, you didn't say anything.
Okay.
Bo, you know what I think it is, brother? I think Kenny is very, very sensitive about his helmet, and he doesn't like talking about it. I don't understand it because I want one myself. I'm kind of jealous that he has a helmet with a light on it. That's pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
Kenny's very sensitive about it.
Kenny, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a cool helmet. I mean, it's got I mean, it's modernized and it's got all kinds of features on it. It's like the Swiss Army knife of helmets. It's got everything you need.
Kenny, do you ever go mining with the helmet? Because you could find, like, gold and whatnot. You could put the light on. You could go looking in caves and stuff and looking in, you know, going down a holler, like in a country place. And you could do all kinds of crazy stuff with that helmet, Kenny. That's cool, brother.
Yeah.
Hey,
Kenny,
man.
Kenny, are you having a stroke?
No.
Okay, well, Kenny, let's just call it protective gear. Because apparently, like, you don't like the word helmet. So we'll just, in the future, just say protective headgear.
I don't have protective headgear.
Oh, Kenny. Lord have mercy.
Kenny, you've always got to wear protective headgear for your head and the other, if you know what I mean.
Amen.
DC3 Live. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to pray for you, Kenny. I'm going to pray tonight, brother.
Okay.
Amen.
So Kenny, so you went? Did you spend a night at Brian's house? Was that did you all just, you know, take it to the next level and, you know, spend the night? Did you just come home late?
I came home.
You came and then you came home. I got it, bro.
No,
amen.
I didn't come.
You came. No, he said he came. He came at home, so he meant. They had sex at his house.
Okay.
Not at Brian.
No.
It makes sense. Kenny, I understand, brother. It makes sense, brother. Amen. I'm glad you brought Bo back on because he really, I mean, I get confused sometimes, Kenny, when you talk, and I get very confused, and Bo understands your language, you know what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to get some more callers here, okay?
Amen.
111, you're on the air.
Good evening. This is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura from Imperial Beach, now from Terryville, Connecticut, at Bible Believers Church. And I wanted to say that I approve this message. I think the helmet is a wonderful thing. And as long as it is N95 and you sanitize it and are being good with your hygiene, I approve of your helmet as well, Dr. Fishman.
Amen. Amen, Kenny. Look at that. The doctor
Amen.
Even agrees, brother.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Kenny,
Dr.
have you ever
Fishman,
done any...
How are you doing?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Kenny?
What?
Have you ever done any... Kenny, have you ever done any deep, deep anal spelunking?
No. No.
My ball.
Deep anal
spelunking. Right.
Well, no, like deep in Tony's rectum, like spelunking, you know, like cave dwelling. You know what I'm saying, Kenny?
Oh.
With your with the light, that's what the light in the helmet, you know, Kenny.
Oh yeah, he's going cave exploring, and Tony F's rectum for sure.
Oh. You got that mining light, Kenny? You can mine gold down there, brother. Did you ever find anything
Kenny,
down there, like loose condoms and cigarette butts or, you know, any of that type of stuff, Kenny? Maybe a needle?
Cobwebs and bats flying out of it. Yeah. Kenny, do you have a rabies shot?
Oh, no, Kenny. You don't want rabies, brother.
Yeah, because if you're around bats flying out of there, I mean, you need to get a rabies shot.
Kenny, have you had your rabies shot, brother?
No.
Well, Kenny, I mean, you're gonna dig deep in a cave and you're gonna get bit, brother. You got to get that shot.
Kenny, have you never seen Old Yeller? What happened to him when he got rabies? I mean, come on, man, you don't want that to happen.
Well, I'm not gonna get rabies because I don't cave dwell.
Kenny.
Well,
Kenny, just
to be clear, I approve
Come
of rabies
on,
shots.
Kenny, you know Kenny, you've gone down in that cave many times, brother. Come on now. How long you been together with him, brother? 15 years. You
yeah.
know you've been up in that cave many a time, Kenny, mining for gold, brother. Come on now. You don't want the rabies, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, this show is not godly, so I'm going to end it.
Kenny!
Kenny, don't end it yet. We can wait. What would you like? What would you like to talk about, Kenny? We'll talk about
Kenny,
anything
talk about,
you would like.
Psalm 37, Kenny. Tell us why you love Psalm 37. Kenny? Kenny?
I just like Psalm 37. It's all right.
Kenny.
There's nothing wrong with it.
You know, Kenny, you told
Kenny,
me
can you remind
Psalm
me
37.
What it's about? Because, yeah, what's Psalm 37 about? I can't recall.
Kenny don't like that song. He told me fuck it one time. I was very, very shocked.
Oh, good. Kenny.
Yeah.
Why would you say such things? What do you not like about it?
It was a conversation that I was having with Kent Hopper. Okay, and so okay.
But Kenny, that doesn't explain why you don't like the psalm, brother. Does Kent Hopper, is he co-signing the psalm? Did he write Psalm 37? I don't understand how that has anything to do with it.
He didn't write Psalm 37.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't like Psalm 37 because Pastor Kent likes it and you don't like anything that he likes, correct? Just
trying
to get on the same page here.
I'm very confused.
Okay. No. That's not the case.
Oh, Kenny.
Well, it's a beautiful psalm. It's a beautiful scripture. I think we can all agree on that, Dr. Fishman.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it's a beautiful scripture. It is.
Would
Amen.
You like to quote it?
I got to bring on another
Fishman.
Caller. I'm going to bring on Doug. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
great.
Need Doug on this show. Yeah, we need Doug.
Yeah.
That's what you need, Kenny.
<It's> just...
Maybe you could dwell in his cave, Kenny.
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay,
yeah,
everyone,
going in with
the
mining helmet.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
You're going to find alcohol bottles in his asshole, Kenny. Oh.
Doug, you there?
I think Doug got alcohol poisoning and died. God bless
Hey.
Hey, what's
oh,
up, Doug?
Go. Can I speak now, or are you going to just keep talking over me?
Good evening, Doug. How are you? How are you, Doug? It's wonderful to hear your voice again.
Yes, it's great
I really
to hear
appreciate when you.
You great man of
I really
God.
Appreciate when
yes,
you call.
It's great to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug, for wishing me
no,
a happy
Father's
Day.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
I appreciate you calling me and wishing
That's
me a happy
all.
Father's Day. It
Thank
was,
you very
it
much.
It was a beautiful
You're
message.
Welcome. Yeah, thanks. Anytime.
And I'm glad I was able
as long
to help
as you're
you with
paying
yours.
Me, as long as you keep paying me, I'll keep doing it.
Kenny,
what
well,
are you
going to
be
Amen. Hallelujah.
Doug,
Praise
Doug,
the Lord.
What time do you start drinking in the day to be this hammered at this time of the evening? Do you just start drinking at noon or what?
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Did you get your phones yet that you bought from Ken, huh? Did you get them yet? Or just going to forget about
now?
Harassing him? Huh? The cell phones you bought off Pastor Kent.
No, I haven't received it yet, Doug.
Because you never will.
That's my bad.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
You live and you learn. But, Doug,
yeah.
You're avoiding the question. What time of the day do you usually start drinking?
Anytime I want. Why? I drink water. I drink coffee. I drink orange juice.
When you start drinking alcohol is a question.
I haven't drank alcohol since March 23rd.
You're telling me that this is like your sober state of mind right now?
I ain't telling you nothing.
And
don't you have
I,
some goats to be herding or something?
Kenny, what are you going
to
do with
the
dog, man? Take a bus over.
CC2.
You need Kenny needs to visit. Needs to visit you, brother.
Yeah.
With his helmet,
you need to tell Kenny what to do all the
looking,
time, don't you?
Empty, Empty bottle.
Yeah, don't,
so,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh,
Kenny,
yeah.
I'll tell you what to do and think, because I'm DC too. Yeah. The fraud.
Kenny, you why do you like this guy so much, Kenny?
Hey, who said he likes me?
Yeah,
he didn't
I like
say.
Him.
What
did you
say? What do you
like?
What do you like
about
Dog?
He's a cool guy.
He's a
you know why he likes you know why he likes I know why he likes Doug, because Doug doesn't like us. That's exactly why.
Did I say I didn't like you?
I know you don't like me, but I'm talking about the rest of the, you know, everybody else on here.
How do you know that? Oh, I know
by
you don't
things,
like me too. Then okay,
the
same
by the
difference.
That you, by the things that you say, that's how I know.
Okay. Well, that's
Kenny,
same with
there,
you.
Are there any
that's
other?
That's how I know you don't like
line.
Me.
We've given Doug way too much.
Come on,
attention.
You tell me I got brain
Kenny,
damage and all this crap.
Kenny, can you make Doug a co-host on the show since you like him so much?
No. There ain't be no co-host.
Come on, Doug.
No. I'll do a show with you. How's that?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. You won't do it because you don't like me. You won't do it.
No, you won't do it because you don't like me.
Kenny, I think you and Doug could do a show. Cause
see, I don't know why he's
Kenny.
All saying Kenny. Don't you guys have a mind of your own?
Well, Kenny,
I don't, think black lives matter to Doug. Doug,
Kenny,
you don't like
show,
black people.
Doug.
What? I never said that.
Doctor,
you don't like black people, Doug.
Can you,
you think
can
you can push my buttons, but let me tell you something, you can't. I've been through stuff you can't imagine, okay? And you ain't going to push
Lord.
My buttons. Yeah, I used to get drunk. Yeah, I tried to escape it. And I'm
escape
working
what?
To...
I received a phone call and to help Doug from Marshall Miles, and it was a very, very interesting phone call that we had. And that's why I have I'm sympathetic to Doug.
Wait a minute, you know her. You know, wait a minute. DPV, you know Marsha Miles too? Oh Lord, shit.
Who's
she
that?
Around, man.
Please inform me who that is.
It's just this lady. Oh man, she's a whore too. Let me tell you. Oh my God, she's ungodly.
Is that who keeps calling me at night on my phone? Huh? Do I have my phone number? I'll tell you right now.
What does this have to do with Marsha Miles?
It's been out there with every other phone number you guys put out there.
Well, Doug, I don't have your phone number, so could you provide it? I mean, if you'd like to make a phone, you know, receive a phone call, then sure. What's your phone number?
Wow. You are not a very bright guy. Sorry. You obviously don't even have phones.
Can
never send them to you yet, so.
Okay. Dr. I'm trying to be more sympathetic towards Doug. What is some of the things that he's referencing that he's lived through, some traumatic things? Can you tell us what some of those were so we can become more sympathetic towards the miserable drunk known as Doug?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Don't ask
the
Doug.
Speech.
Ask some fake guy that's pretending to be
thank
a pedophile.
You, thank you for,
yes,
thank
that's
you for
a
the
very,
vote of confidence.
That's a very righteous thing to do. Hello,
I
am pretending to be a pedophile that did prison
here,
for 27 years.
Kenny,
I approve this message.
Thank you, Doug.
FBI.
Thank you, Doug.
East Division.
Can you please mute Doug for just a minute to allow Peter Paul Ventura to speak? Please
mute that muskrat or chipmunk that's talking.
Kenneth,
I think it's Alvin.
It.
Maybe it's Theodore.
Up.
I don't know. Maybe it's Alvin. Please mute him.
Are you are you done, Doug?
No, I'm just getting started. I'm getting started.
Because
what do you want to know?
I believe that I am sympathetic to you, to special people, and the fact that you have the capacity of a 9-year-old, the mental retardation that you have, I'm aware of. I know of all kinds of diseases and brain disorders. But I am sympathetic to you, so I know what will set you off and what will trigger you. And that's
amen. Very godly. Yes. Thank you very much.
Can I
get down on your knees, huh? Get down on your knees and praise Jesus. How about you do that?
I want to apologize to Doug. Doug,
you can't.
I want to apologize.
Because you're
scared. Can I apologize? I want to apologize to Doug. Doug, I want to apologize to you. Doug, can I apologize to you? Can I apologize to you, Doug? Please let me apologize. Can I apologize to you, Doug?
Someday
you might grow up. Grow up someday.
So DC2 can apologize to him.
Run away.
He won't even let me apologize, Kenny.
Crashing your show.
Okay, so apologize.
Can you please put it in
I apologize.
Overtime, for overtime, please?
Okay, Doug, let DC2 apologize to you, okay?
Amen.
Doug,
okay.
I would like to apologize for being mean to you and saying mean things and being very hurtful and disrespectful to you. I did not know that you suffered from mental retardation. I apologize. I'm very sorry. It won't happen again.
And I would also like to apologize to Doug because I didn't know. I thought he was just, drunk all the time, but apparently he is, suffering from mental retardation. And I apologize, Doug. I'm from the bottom of my heart. I've been a longtime sponsor of the Special Olympics, and I apologize, Doug.
Well, I approve of your apologies, and I think it's a wonderful thing, the reconciliation of the brotherhood and everything that's been offered here today. It's a true. I am blessed to be witnessing this. And I wanted to let you know that I looked into the help that you can get, Doug, in Halstead, Pennsylvania, or at least close to it. There's a.
I told you where I live.
Morrisdale, Pennsylvania.
Months ago.
Absolutely, absolutely, Doug,
yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Go back. You'll hear exactly where I live.
Yes, you're from Pennsylvania,
state.
Doug.
Oh, yeah, well, it's
Doug.
A big state.
Well,
yeah.
Yes, Doug. And
I don't even care where you're from because you're so retarded like a children. You don't even know what God is, man. You have no clue.
Doug, I am glad that we're all on the same page, that Dr. Cornelius and Dr. Bogart are all on
Cornelius.
The same page and that they've apologized to you. And to,
what about Dr. Doug?
Mental retardation.
Dr. Doug.
If it makes
know.
You feel better, you too can be a doctor. I can set you up with a little doctor's hat and send it to you.
Amen.
And that mask that you wear for the COVID-19, you can pretend you're a doctor and you can grab a spoon and pretend you're doing surgery on your stuffed animals or your pet cat or dog, but do not grab a fork, a spoon only, preferably plastic. Doug, please no silverware. You're not allowed to touch silverware.
Can I use a straw?
That sounds fun, Dr. Doug. You should try it, bro.
Yeah.
As long as it's biodegradable, Dougie.
Hello. You're the same guy, man. It's very obvious.
I feel like we've made great progress
just
tonight.
Just by how you said Dougie.
Boy, so, Doug, do you not accept
that? Is that what you hear all the time? Why you got your boots on? The sheep's in the boots with you.
How did I not know that? I think, Doug.
Is this Alvin from Chipmunk?
The words that you're trying to say are—they're not clear.
Or Theodore? Is it Alvin or Theodore?
I think he's severely retarded, guys. Because I've worked with mildly retarded kids before, and
yeah.
this is a severe case, fellas.
I think he's
Doctor Cornelius. Yes, Doctor Cornelius.
Like utters these noises that aren't words. They're just sick. Yeah, just like he just did there. those are ticks, so don't get offended by him. He's just, God bless him. He's got
Kenny,
problems.
Can you say a prayer for the mentally retarded, Kenny? I think
yeah,
it would be the
Kenny,
right thing to
please
do.
Because I ain't one of them.
It definitely needs to be done, Kenny. Can you say a prayer, brother?
Just real quick, Kenny, please.
Kenny, are you dead? Yeah,
no,
severely,
for the mentally
severely,
challenged.
That, well, yeah,
right,
severely
that,
mentally
that's
challenged.
Right.
You know, like
right,
the Don Cornelius and Dr. Beauregard.
I'd like to say a prayer, if you don't mind.
Take Peter Puller Ventura. Yeah.
If
right
I may,
now.
Dr. Fishman, I would like to say a prayer if you'd be so kind as to give me the.
Yes, please. Please do.
Yeah,
let me
okay.
Push record.
Can you mute Doug?
Let me push record.
Dr. Paul Ventura, can you say a prayer, please, Kenny? Mute Doug.
Yeah, go ahead and say a prayer, Dr. Peter.
Amen.
Oh God, our liberation and shalom, we seek the power of your spirit that we may live in full union with you, ourselves, and our sisters and brothers with mental illness. Also grant that we may gain courage to love and understand each other. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Very beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank
including
you.
Including you,
Doug,
Dr. Peter Puller.
Doug, if you don't understand, if I used big words again, let me know. I can break it down. We can use the choo-choo train method that we talked about.
What
we're trying to say is God is good.
I use hooked
God
on phonics.
Nice.
So you got to use hooked on phonics like me. Dr. Cornelius knows that. He taught me hooked on phonics.
Well, hooked on phonics works great, doesn't it, Doug? I mean, it's very helpful.
Yeah, do you want me to go into that mode? I can go into that mode.
No, you don't need to go into that mode because, I mean, we already know
okay.
That. You
hey,
are
how's
that
Mitch
mode.
Doing? Is he drinking his tequila and shooting up sedatives and smoking Newports?
Why are you talking about Kenny like that? Why are you talking
I
about
said
Kenny
Mitch.
Like that?
Doug,
I said
you
Mitch.
Apologize to Kenny right now.
Your dog, Mitch, I said.
Why are you talking about Kenny like that? That's disrespectful. Kenny, I'm sorry.
I said your dog,
Mitch. Very hurtful.
You're going
very
to call hurtful. Kenny's show and say that about him?
Okay.
That's awful.
Myself. Goodbye. See you. Muted.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Now the pigs are ready for you, Bo.
Well,
Bo Diddley. Hey, Bo Diddley.
Michael, are you okay?
Michael Diddley. No, this is Paulie. You ever heard of Paulie?
Michael Miles. Michael
yeah,
Miles, are you okay?
Michael Miles. I've told you my name and where I live, and you guys are too dumb to even know it. That's how come I made you look like fools. And I'm not talking about you, Pastor Ken.
Oh, I know.
I'm talking about the troll tards. The
Doug,
children
the
who need to grow up.
Made a full
they got to grow up. Yeah,
you're,
children
no
need to grow
understand
up.
Understand what you're saying.
Quack,
I mean,
quack,
just,
quack. It's
right,
like little ducks,
right,
you
right,
know.
Right.
They got to grow
exactly.
Up.
You, mm-hmm. He's just like Kenny. He loves animals. He's an animal lover.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
some
well,
sadistic
like
son of a bitch.
Do you like,
huh?
Do you
kills
like
people.
Do you like eggholes?
Whoa, whoa.
Kenny loves egghole.
Hey,
do you like egghole?
Don't say son of a bitch, Doug. Please don't. This is a god.
Yeah, I gotta give Bo credit. He loves animals too.
The show is
gotta
over.
Give him the credit.
And yes. we're off the air. So
okay.
I'm gonna say thank you everybody for calling in and okay, God
sorry,
bless you.
Ken.
Okay, Have a blessed night, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Okay.
I love golden retrievers.
Video. Okay.
Stay away from Brian.
This is
Dr.
Peter Paul Ventura,
stay away from Brian.
And I approve this message.
Okay, God
sorry,
bless.
Ken.
Kenny, stay away from Brian. No more gay sex with Brian, Kenny. Amen.
Amen.